Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, guess what? Today is Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A episode. As you know, I like to call this Cracker Jack Day because there's always a surprise inside these Friday episodes, and I mean the old Cracker Jacks, by the way, because you never leave disappointed. You hand a Cracker Jack box to a child today, and they're lucky if they get a sticker. So let's join them right now.
Great.
And so here's a good one that we've answered recently. That we thought might be helpful. And just simply this, what do you do when you feel like your children are being bullied? Mm. And in this particular question, it was at a Christian school.
Right.
And I know bullying is a huge issue today.
It is.
When our ministry for a while, we did this public school outreach with one of our staff evangelists. And when we would go to public schools, we would do these illusion shows, and we would often ask the administration, the principal, whoever was in charge, what should we speak on? We would do a show and then have a few moments of speaking. And what should we speak on? And almost always they ask us to speak on bullying. Hmm. And I don't know if that's just a cultural norm or the idea of it itself is a cultural norm. Mm-hmm. And I know it's, very popular, I feel like I'm being bullied. And I've noticed even sometimes when you watch different, videos on Instagram or stuff like that, there are these political situations now in which people are yelling, "You are bullying me." And it's because, you're asking questions that they can't answer. Or they don't like the answer. They
right.
feel pressure. But we're talking about a legitimate situation when you feel like your children are being bullied. You feel like, someone is really harassing your children. They're putting pressure on them, they're talking down to them. What would you say is a good answer for our audience? What do you do if you feel like your child is being bullied?
Mm. Well, I would investigate the situation. I would, it could be that your child is being a little overly sensitive. So, kids can be mean one day and best friends the next. So I would investigate and really find out what's going on. And then if it is a true situation where this child has actually been asked to back off a little, maybe you've had your child, you say to them, "Hey, just say to them, hey, back off a little bit," or, "Hey, what's your problem?" Or, "How can we solve this? What's going on?" If your child has maybe said those things to the other child and it hasn't taken care of it, it may be a situation where you as a parent need to step in and go to the administration of the school and just give them a heads up and say, "Hey, this is what's going on. Nothing has happened." Now, obviously, if something physical has happened, the school should already know about it. But if it's words that are flying, maybe something that's being said on social media, go to the administration. And in this culture, they do take that very seriously. And steps should be taken to get that other child into the office, maybe talk with his parents, maybe calm things down in that way. And then I would say if that does not take care of it, you may need to take your child out of that school.
Absolutely. I would just kind of summarize those. You said we should investigate.
Yes.
And you investigate by asking your kid detailed questions to get, exactly what's happening, what's being said, where, mm-hmm. when, why.
Right.
Maybe even are there other witnesses involved?
Right.
And even perhaps even going to a teacher or an administrator or a principal or a pastor, mm-hmm. and sharing your concern, you're investigating.
Right.
So you investigate it because you're trying to get all the facts. And then I would say you not only investigate, you educate. Mm. And by that, you teach your child how to handle things. Mm-hmm. And some people, sometimes we as Christians can get a little weird about it. What Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Well, he did when you were being persecuted for righteousness' sake, mm-hmm. but it doesn't remove the fact that we are, it is okay, biblically speaking, to protect oneself.
Right.
And it's okay to respond in a way that solves a situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of just grin and bear it, or you know grit and bear it.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a situation which you need to educate your child. This is how you respond. This is what you do. This is how you handle that.
Right.
And you know, if it's a situation where it needs more education, then study, figure out, read, get mm-hmm. help. So you investigate, you educate, and then you know you can go beyond that. You communicate.
Yes.
And it may be a matter of you have to say to a teacher, I'm going to ask you to do this.
Right.
And if at all possible, always have witnesses when you do that.
Mm.
Have someone there who is more of a neutral party.
Right.
So that if something were to ever happen, you have evidence and witnesses to say, this is what we took. These are the steps we took. This is how we handled it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bethley's right. Sometimes you do have to just isolate. You just have to say, you know what? We're leaving this situation. And we are removing our child, our kid from the situation. That's a very good question.
It is a very good question.
Any other thoughts you would have for that?
It's very difficult. You know, as David was saying before, in this culture where people, you know, if you ask them a question they don't like, they can say, well, you're bullying me. So you just have to be very careful. But obviously, you don't want your child to be pushed around at school or made fun of in a way that just is very demeaning to them, especially if it's happening day after day. That's just very hard. So I would just go through those steps, investigate, educate, communicate. And then also, you know, there's nothing wrong with giving your child a little bit of confidence. Maybe everybody else in the class is really, really good at kickball at recess. Do they even play kickball anymore? I don't know.
I might
be dating myself there. But maybe everyone else in the class is really, really good at it, and they're getting made fun of because they can't do it. Well, take them in the backyard and teach them how to do a few things.
Sure.
Or maybe give them confidence in other ways. Maybe your child could take a martial arts class, or maybe they could learn art and be really, really good at art.
Yeah, one of the things that's true in our culture is that peer groups can divide into cliques, in which
yes.
they come to this point to where if you're not like us, or you can't play basketball, or you don't have the shoes we have.
Right.
Well, you compensate for that in other ways. You can, you know, a kid who lacks confidence in the face of a bully, maybe taking a martial arts class would help him to have confidence.
Right.
Martial arts doesn't teach you to pummel your opponent as much as it teaches you to have confidence that you can.
Right.
And it may be a matter of, you know, if your kid's not good at basketball, maybe you should get them good at tennis or get them good at golf.
Right.
And so there's all kinds of things you can build a confidence, you know, the confidence of your child to help them to handle the negative issues that come along with things like bully.
True.
Okay, let's move to the second question. All right.
Okay.
How do we as families set standards for music?
Mm.
Now, this is a good one because music is such a huge issue in our day. Bethany and I have the unique privilege of traveling.
Yes.
And we have been in so many churches, with so many families, mm-hmm. in so many situations inside the church. And we often, our circle would be primarily maybe the independent Baptist world.
Right.
That would not necessarily always be exclusively that, but it would certainly be, you know, kind of the norm.
Yes.
But even in this world, which kind of the world we live in would be considered a little more conservative,
mm-hmm.
even in this world, we know there's massive variety.
Oh, yes.
And then there's the question comes up, you know, does all of our music have to be hymns? Does all of our music have to be Christian? Can we listen to, say, Rocky Top at a Tennessee football game without feeling ungodly?
Obviously, you can tell that Dave Young does not feel that that's ungodly. Okay.
How can you tell that?
Oh, because Rocky Top is almost up there with the national anthem.
It's very close.
Yes.
Very, very close. For those of us who are Tennessee Volunteer fans. And for all you Roll Tide fans out there, I know you still sing it. You just don't admit it. So how do you set standards for music in your family?
Mm.
That's a valid question.
It is. And the incredible thing about music is that people are so immersed in what they prefer that they almost make that their standard. Instead of seeing it as, well, this is my preference when it comes to the music that our family listens to, they see it as, well, this must be the biblical standard because this is the only thing I ever listen to and this is the only thing I ever like. So then when our children are starting to grow up and they're, you know, they hear a song somewhere, or they're watching a movie that has a cute little song in it, or they're in Cracker Barrel and hear Rocky Top or whatever it is, and they start kind of humming along, we can be like, no, that's not our standard. And we can take a huge step back and be alarmed at, oh no, my child is going to develop this affinity for music that doesn't meet our standards. So I think as parents, what we have to do first of all is understand that the Bible does encourage us to love music, to speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, but also see that those psalms and hymns and spiritual songs leaves a huge leeway for a lot of different music.
Sure. And what we've discovered is that it's easy, moms and dads, for us to become so enamored with where we are. One of the things we try to get our children to do is enjoy some variety within the parameters of our standards. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're in a group that, you know, their church has a particular sound, and anything outside that sound to them is considered taboo and wrong,
right?
Maybe even sinful.
Right.
And we've tried to back off of that. I would say let's just give some guidelines here. How do you set standards? First of all, it's okay to have standards. Let's start there.
Yes, true.
It's absolutely okay. And if there's something that you are absolutely uncomfortable with when it comes to music, then you may not totally say across the board that is evil and wicked and that's why I'm uncomfortable with it. It may just be to say, you know what? I don't prefer it. I just, for our standards, we're not going to do that. Moms and dads, that is entirely fine.
Right.
And it is also entirely fine to give your child some variety in music and some leeway so that they can enjoy music that is also conservative, that is also godly, that is also right, even though it may not always fit exactly and precisely where we are.
Right.
And we have just discovered music has been so powerful in our family. In the early days of our children's lives, we listened to a ton of Patch the Pirate. Some of you would know that music. And we enjoyed that. Our children would sing those songs. All of those songs weren't necessarily spiritual psalms, hymns,
right,
and spiritual songs.
They were
fun songs. Camp. Kukawaka Woods.
Right.
Did I say that right?
You did.
And the Mr. Slippy River Race.
Mm-hmm. That one was my favorite.
I always enjoyed that one too. And, we listened to those on the other end because we're playing them for the children, but we learn the songs because we hear them so much.
Yes, we did.
But filling your children's life full of music is so important. But have your standards and then maybe be willing to admit that there can be some discussion on is my standard the only way?
Right.
And be fully persuaded in your own mind, but don't mm-hmm. ostracize good brothers and sisters, because what we do sometimes, I think, is our children are raised with this thinking that, you know, those people that don't listen to our style are just ungodly, evil, wicked people who don't love
right.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And then our children grow up and they meet somebody that loves the Lord more than they do, but has a higher or lesser standard of music.
Mm-hmm.
And it can really confuse our children. It's like, wait a minute, I've thought all my life these people did not love God.
Right.
And sometimes I think what happens in our children's lives is that sometimes they grow up and they meet people that we gave the impression that these were ungodly people, but they meet them and find out that, no, they love the Lord, but they're different.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can really hurt our children because it makes them back away and sometimes go into total licentiousness.
Mm-hmm.
And they take their liberty way too far.
Yes.
And actually are no longer even living in accordance to anything biblical.
Mm-hmm.
And so Beth and I do believe that you should be fully persuaded in your family. You should communicate, you should be fair, and you should give a little bit of leeway as much as you can within the boundaries of your conscience and your convictions.
Yes.
Anything else you'd add to that?
Well, I would say that there is such a thing as evil and wicked music in our world,
true.
And we do know that, and that should not have a part in your Christian home. You know, even if you are very free with your music, there should be some songs that you would be very careful about your children listening to. Yeah.
Do you remember when our years ago we were at a Christian ministry and we were having lunch with a ton of the staff people, and we had gone to a buffet type line to get food, and how old was our son Josh? He would have been like less than two, probably, right?
I'm not really even sure what you're.
Well, when he was doing the one song, we had watched a movie.
In Owensboro, Kentucky.
We were in Tennessee. Yeah, we were in
all
Tennessee.
All right, go ahead.
And we had watched some movie, and I can't remember the song, but all of a sudden he's at a table. He can hardly even talk.
Oh, yes. But, we had watched The Lion King.
That was it. And he started singing some part from The Lion King.
Well, they sing that oldie song in there about the in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps
That's
tonight.
That's the one.
I would break into song, but let's not.
No, go ahead. This could be very interesting. This could help our ratings or maybe hurt our ratings.
True.
But do you remember he started singing that?
Yes.
And we weren't at the table, and it was the audience was hilarious. We look back at it.
Well, the other diners, yes.
Because there was two reactions. There were one group of people in the room that were like, that is so awesome that he's singing that song.
Well, and they thought it was cute because he was so tiny.
But then there were other people's, other people in the audience who it was obvious in the cafeteria or the dining room that were a little bit like, oh my word. And so Beth and I have always tried to be balanced.
Right.
Not all of our music has to sound, like a hymn. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we want to be careful. We want to live by our conscience. It is really interesting that when it comes to developing music standards, specifically in the New Testament, there's two verses that deal specifically with music. There's other principles you can pull in. Mm-hmm. So we want to be as biblical as we can and give as much liberty as we can. And yet be wise in our approach to the Bible.
Right.
Okay, so anything else?
No, I think we covered that.
Well, this is Michael Barnett. Did you get a good surprise or nugget of wisdom today? I know I always do when listening to the Youngs. Well, join us on Monday as Dave and Bethley begin a new series entitled Setting Rules and Standards in Your Home. And I trust you have a wonderful weekend. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.